Fall 2001. After a year of 12-hour days, I find out that I'm the second lowest paid person in the company aside from the receptionist. I resort to aggressively surfing the web full-time. One afternoon, having run out of obscene video clips to forward, I investigate how hard it would be to start a dietary supplement company. Turns out that you can outsource everything from manufacturing to ad design. 2 weeks and $5,000 of credit card debt later, I have my first batch in production and a live website. Good thing, too, as I'm fired exactly 1 week later. 2002 to 2003. Brain Quicken LLC has taken off, and I'm now making more than $40,000 per month instead of $40,000 per year. The only problem is that I hate life and now work 12-hour-plus days, 7 days a week. Kinda painted myself into a corner. I take a 1 week vacation to Florence, Italy with my family and spend 10 hours a day in an internet cafe freaking out. Shit balls. I begin teaching Princeton students how to build successful, i.e. profitable, companies. Winter, 2004. The impossible happens, and I'm approached by an infomercial production company and an Israeli conglomerate. Huh? Interested in buying my baby, Brain Quicken. I simplify, eliminate, and otherwise clean house to make myself expendable. Miraculously, BQ doesn't fall apart, but both deals do. Back to Groundhog Day. Soon thereafter, both companies attempt to replicate my product and lose millions of dollars. June 2004. I decide that even if my company implodes, I need to escape before I go Howard Hughes. I turn everything upside down and, backpack in hand, go to JFK Airport in New York City, buying the first one-way ticket to Europe I can find. I land in London and intend to continue on to Spain for 4 weeks of recharging my batteries before returning to the salt mines. I start my relaxation by promptly having a nervous breakdown the first morning. July 2004 to 2005. 4 weeks turn into 8, and I decide to stay overseas indefinitely for a final exam in automation and experimental living, limiting email to 1 hour each Monday morning. As soon as I remove myself as a bottleneck, profits increase 40%. What on earth do you do when you no longer have to work as an excuse to be hyperactive and avoid the big questions? Be terrified and hold on to your ass with both hands, apparently. September 2006. I return to the United States in an odd, zen-like state after methodically destroying all of my assumptions about what can and cannot be done. Drug dealing for fun and profit has evolved into a class on ideal lifestyle design. The new message is simple. I've seen the promised land, and there is good news. You can have it all.